Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hey everyone, today's episode is brought to you by our incredible sponsors that help make this show happen.
The Outdoor Podcast is proudly brought to you by XOP Outdoors, Carbon Express, Block Targets, Moultrie, Gas Bowstrings, and Burris Optics, produced by Bowhunter Planet. We thank you for tuning in and being a part of our outdoor heritage.
Grab your favorite bow, your pack, your chair, and let's get started. Welcome to the Outdoor Podcast by Bowhunter Planet. I'm Tim. This is Dave.
I mean,
it's this time of year. You know, this time of year is really exciting because we get to do a lot of bow launches. I hit that right on the money.
You did hit that on the money.
Right when it hit record. And tonight we are with Randy from 10 Point.
Again, this is multiple years now.
Yeah. So I mean, this isn't our first rodeo together. Yeah.
The table's back,
always,
baby.
To me, this is always the highlight podcast of the fall. We do a lot of like bow launches, but Crossmo's are my jam, and I can't wait to see what you guys have going on this year.
And we hear it's a lot. We hear it's a little bit too much for today, but that's okay.
But we're gonna try and get through what we can get through on this podcast. We might have to come back and do some more.
Yeah, we might have to go into two rounds on this one. But
Randy, why don't you start off with how's the year been going for you before we get into the new stuff that you have launching?
Yeah, absolutely. So the year was great. I mean, I say year like it's passed already. In my mind, I'm now working on 26 stuff. We've got some of the bows right behind me. I'm gearing up for the ATA show that's coming up here right at the beginning of January. But 25 was great. We had a really strong product line with new stuff. We had some great second year things. I mean, the Venom came out new 2 years ago. And this year, it was still an absolute home run. We brought out its big brother, the Turbo, and couldn't make enough of those. We had some great additions in the Wicked Ridge line. Several accessories were great. From a weather and time standpoint, and people always laugh at me, you know, when does our season start? And it's typically the first cold front or rainy front after the 4th of July. You know, guys get through that 4th of July holiday, and then you drop 5-10 degrees, get a big thunderstorm line that comes through, and they're like, oh, it's time.
Yeah.
And they start thinking about it. Well, if you remember, we had several days in July that were 10 or 15 for a good part of the eastern half of the country that were 10 or 15 degrees cooler. And man, that started things. And so things started early. The dealers were seeing it early. Our consumer volume calls went up at that point and never came back down. And so once that turns on, we're running fast from a customer service standpoint, answering phones, answering questions, answering emails until Thanksgiving and when the gun season starts to kick in. So just now, our customer service team, they're just now getting to take a breath.
Yeah, I bet.
So they've been running hard, but it's been a great year and great products. And again, the 25 lineup was really good. The 26 lineup is crazy.
Well,
it's just incredible.
That's a great segue into what we really want to talk about.
What we're all here for.
Yeah, which is, right, what do you guys got coming?
What's up your sleeve here?
Or what are you guys launching? Because, you know, we've been impressed year after year. I mean, your technology, your quality, your made in America, the warranties, just the well-rounded nature of how you guys present yourselves. I mean, you guys are the bar in my opinion for other crossbow.
I also want to say, throw out there, that one of the things that excites me the most, and I don't know if we're going to see anything with accessories here today, but I want to point out, it's been very cool to see you guys launch accessories that have been very user-friendly for the crossbow hunter and hunter, technically. Yeah. You know, with the stands and stuff have been very, in my opinion, just lights out things to use and make it a lot easier for the life of the hunter. And, you know, we typically, when we do hunt crossbow, we usually, you know, we're in ground blinds generally when we're doing it. And those stands, the tripods, are like so perfect.
Money.
for the size, the circumference of those spots, because the other brands are just so big, you can't really fit them into those blinds. I say it every time I go. I mean, I'm so thank God 10 Point created this. That's all I remember thinking every time I go. 100%.
Well, and you mentioned accessories, and honestly, we could do a whole podcast on the accessories that we have coming out this year. Wow. Whether it's new arrows, new cases, new optics. I mean, it's everywhere this year. We've got just so much stuff. But yeah, we have some really cool new accessories coming out that are user-friendly. I mean, a large portion of us here are hunters, and we spend time in the woods. And I was actually down in Texas 2 or 3 weeks ago doing some video spots and using the product. Just the stuff is incredibly thought out as far as the accessories go. And just make the hunter experience, like you mentioned with the tripod, just makes the hunting experience that much better. And we've knocked it out of the park on accessories again this year too.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Awesome. Well, let's start where everybody wants to hear first, which are
top dog. Goes.
You got some right. sitting on your table there, so you're going to have to pick one and give us the rundown of what we got.
Yeah. So this is the new TRX Ultra, and this is an upgraded version of the 515 that we've had out for several years. And we're going to have multiple bows in what we're calling the Ultra line. So again, TRX Ultra here. We did some things. Phil and Rick challenged our engineering team for more accuracy. You know, the bows always shoot really, really well, but we wanted to really step up that game and just dial in, especially these high-end bows. You know, they're putting out so much energy and things like that that they're a little more finicky on what you can use. You know, performance, obviously, the faster you push a bullet, the squirrelier it can get. And we wanted to just go back and look at everything in super fine detail. And so we've got a super high-speed slow-mo camera that we use. We looked at that. We tested all kinds of different arrows, looked at that video of the bow and how it moves when you shoot it. And so we gave the bows what we're now calling kind of the ultra treatment. And so one of the things that we've done is we've gone to a thicker axle. So we've gone to an 8mm axle here, and we've got the X wide limbs. And so the limbs are wider. They sit farther apart, and then you've got stiffer axles in here. And so the bow itself is more rigid, and it's crazy. If you watch some of these high-speed slow-mo videos, the bows just move everywhere. It's like a bird flapping in the wind.
Yeah.
But this heavier axle and these wider set limbs help stabilize everything. We also have gone to some premium strings and cables that are a new material and a different production style in how they're put together. And so that combination of things really helps keep things super stable on the bow itself. And then for the last piece of the puzzle, we have the new AccuX arrow and the AccuX RD arrow. And in our testing, as we were going through arrows, what we found is the spine on the arrow is super important. And then also a reverse draw bow, especially with these high speeds, wants the spine in a different location than the forward draw bows do. The power stroke is very different. And so what we found is we needed two different arrows. Well, same arrow, but the spine placement is different. So it's really a different arrow. And by doing that, the accuracy went through the roof.
Really? Wow.
And so the new arrow itself is a piece of that. We've got kind of the industry standard blazer vanes on these, and then we have a new nock, and this is a snap-on nock. So you can kind of, I don't know if you can hear that.
Yeah, through we can. Yep, I can hear the audio clear.
Nock. I think I have one.
But that decreases lateral nock travel when it's cocked and then the arrow's going through the shot cycle. It really anchors onto that string. And part of the reason that I talked a minute ago about the new string materials and stuff, and putting a snap-on nock on some strings does not work well because it deteriorates that center serving where you're snapping on. And so these new strings help handle that very, very well. There you go. So you've got, yeah, you've got the what is that, the 29.5 there?
Yep. This is the 29.5.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got the Ultra Series right there as well in the forward draw. And I've got the same bow right here in the camo version. But you'll see as you put that arrow onto that string, you can hear it click into place. And so you as a shooter know it's loaded, but it anchors it on there. And then the last piece of the puzzle on the TRX Ultra is we've separated the front rest, which is a machined aluminum rest, and we've separated it from the SDS block. So there's no movement in that front rest as the string hits the bumpers. And so all of these things seem like minor adjustments, but when you've done all those things combined with the axles, the wider limbs, and the wider set limbs, the new strings and cables, the new arrow, and then the snap-on knock, the accuracy increase is just through the roof. And so, 515 feet a second, we've got a variety of optics for the bows. We've got this one with the Evo X Marksman Elite scope. We have the Burris as an option. And then kind of hiding back here in the back is one of the little secrets for this year's lineup is the new Vision scope. And I'll jump into that in a minute, but the Ultra can get that scope as well. This Ultra Series treatment is going to be on the TRX Ultra, the 29.5 that you guys have in front of me and I have right here. And then we have a shorter version, the 26.5. So the TRX Ultra 26.5, which is the same bow as you have, just a little more compact. Doesn't have quite the speed, but it's more maneuverable. You were talking a minute ago about being in the ground blinds, things like that. And that bow especially is super for ground blinds because it just gives you more room. That's more maneuverable. So all of those features are built into all three of these new Ultra bows. And so the accuracy goes through the roof with this combination. So just one quick thing on these arrows. These arrows are for the Ultra Series bows only.
Okay.
You can't use, and the reason I say that is like on the older style molded barrels and things like that, this vane is too tall. So gotcha. You can't use it on the older bows.
Okay.
It's really designed for, again, the AccuX is for the 29.5 and the 26.5, and then the AccuX RD for the reverse draw bow, which is what I have here. So huge accuracy increase on an already accurate bow. Crazy kinetic energy with the 515 feet a second, just an absolute home run. But these features that we've blended into all three of these bows makes a big difference. When you guys get that out and shoot it, you're going to hear and feel a difference in these bows. Because it's more stable, it's a little quieter as well. There's less loose energy in the bow, and it's focusing everything into the arrow instead of the cams moving side to side and the limbs moving and all of that. So it really stiffened and made the bow more rigid, which helps accuracy, but also helps transfer that energy cleanly from the arrow into the bow.
What kind of speeds are we talking?
You're at 515 on the TRX Ultra. So that's comparable to the 515 that we had, but now you're going to be more accurate, new features on it, those sorts of things. So
cool.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, one of the things that I love about 10 points crossbows, and it's not new, but I wanted you to just talk about it just for a moment, if you can, is the AccuSlide system. The Accu, I mean, it is such an amazing cocking, decocking. But can you talk just a little bit about it, its durability, why you guys use it?
Absolutely. So, I mean, we've always been known for cocking mechanism. It started with the AccuDraw nearly 30 years ago, 28 years ago, something like that. And that was the cocking mechanism in the market forever. Then we came out with the AccuDraw Pro. Then we came out with the AccuSlide, and now you've got an AccuSlide Max on these bows. And the AccuSlide and the AccuSlide Max are very similar. They're just on a different stock and barrel platform, so they have to work a little bit differently. Basically, you've got a constant brake system. The trigger box travels down and grabs the string. And you guys already have your trigger box is back on that one. Let me see if I grab a grab the 29.5, which is the same thing you have there. So we've got the Trigger Tech triggers down here on the bowstring, and then you're just going to crank it up with the AccuSlide and the AccuSlide Max. If you stop, the whole thing freezes. There's no backspinning if you lose the crank handle and causing a dangerous situation. It's safe cocking. And then if you hunt all day and you haven't shot the bow, you can put that crank handle back in, crank up the pressure just a little bit. You've got a latch right on the back. When you feel that latch give way, then you can backwind and the trigger box goes down. And again, it's always in a state of break. So you have to turn the crank handle. The crank handle's not turning you. And you can back it on down and, you know, walk out of the woods and you're all set.
By far, one of my favorite features.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Absolutely.
And I say that for two reasons. Number one, it's safe. I mean, that's huge. Number two, for a really bad hunter like myself, I have to decock a lot, you know, because I'm not shooting a deer every time I'm out. There's many a times where I'm sitting in the blind and at the end of the night.
It makes you selective.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to put it. Yeah. Selective.
But your bow allows that.
Selective of shooting a squirrel or shooting a deer.
Absolutely.
But I love it. It's just such a great night. I think one thing, too, is it's completely silent.
Yes, absolutely.
You can't hear it whatsoever. So I just wanted to go over that real quick. I mean, to me, by far, every time I talk about crossbows and talking to people about what, you know, what they should be looking for, this is always at the top of my list for many reasons. But that AccuDraw, and in this case, the AccuSlide system, is a great, great addition to all
this. Well, and it lets anybody, pretty much anybody, be able to cock the bow and decock the bow.
100%.
So, you know, if you've got a bad back, bad shoulder, bad neck, bad hand, whatever, this gets you out into the woods safely to cock it and decock it when you're selective about not shooting an animal in the woods.
Yep.
So, Randy, real quick, I just want to verify what I think I heard just to make sure I'm on the same page and I got this right. New axles, wider limbs, different design, of course. It looks a lot different than I'm used to. And then it's going to have the AccuX snap-on knocks that are all, these are all specific things that make this different, correct?
Yes. So okay. For clarification, they're wider, just the limbs themselves are wider and they're wider set.
Okay.
It's not, I don't want that to be confused with the bow being wider, because that's not the case. They're wider like an I-beam, and it gives just a little more structural integrity. And then you clamp it, really anchor that down with that 8mm axle. And again, it just stabilizes everything. So yeah, you've got the axle, the wider limbs, you've got the upgrade in the strings and cables, the AccuX knock, the AccuX arrow, and then on the TRX Ultra, you have that separate machined front rest, separate from the SDS that's built in, and that all of those things help increase the accuracy on the bows.
And what was the speed of this bow?
That is 460.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
And just like we've seen in some of your other bows, it's a railless shot. Right. Correct. That arrow's floating in there in the middle, and it just comes. I think there's two rollers on the front that it just comes two balls that it just kind of flies.
Yeah, they're
going to
be right down in here, and then it's anchored onto the arrow.
Perfect.
So it's right under the front edge of that scope rail is where you'll see that.
So frictionless and keeps it centered. One thing that I know that's been an issue for some people that I've seen on, actually this year it happened to somebody. They brought me their crossbow because it wasn't working. So they wanted me to look at it.
It was not a 10 point.
It was not. No, it wasn't. It was not a 10 point. I was looking at it and, you know, I put an arrow in it, shot. They said they shot, but it didn't do anything. Put an arrow in it, shot. It was fine. And what I see a lot, and this has happened to other people that I know, that arrow comes off the string just a little bit. And it's not touching, right? And so it's throwing it into a dry fire. What I love about the knock that you guys designed is that that arrow is loaded, it's staying connected to that string.
Yeah, whether you
it's not coming off.
Yeah. Guys, I hope you're enjoying this great episode of the Outdoor Podcast. I want to take a quick break to say thank you to Carbon Express, one of the companies who helped keep this show going. Carbon Express offers a broad spectrum of arrow offerings, from budget beginner arrows to premium high-performance hunting shafts with advanced carbon construction, spine control technologies. If you're serious about archery, hunting or competition, or just want quality gear, they're a strong choice when selecting an arrow.
Some of my favorite arrows from Carbon Express are the Maxima Red, which is probably one of the most popular out there. But I am using the Photon today, and I absolutely love it. But they do have a lot of different variety and can meet you pretty much anywhere across the spectrum of price. So check out Carbon Express today when you guys get a minute. And now, back to the show.
Right, so those little brushes
you go to take the arrow out, you hear it.
You know when it's in and you know when it's out. Yeah.
But it snaps on and you have to give it a tug when it comes off.
So it's those little things that make big differences in how you hunt.
Here, so you know it has to be aligned correctly.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's a small indicator on the knock.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It matches up with a small indicator on the aluminum bushing that should all line up with your odd color fletch.
Perfect.
Really cool. Awesome. All right, and let's get price points real quick. So the first one you showed us, what's the price point?
So I'm going to cheat here because
no worries.
I don't have all these in my memory banks yet. Still, my head's still working on 25 stuff.
$399.
The TRX Ultra will be between $34.99 and $44.99. Again, that depends on the optic.
The optic. Yep. That's the top.
All these are going to have a range, and that'll depend on the color of the stock, which, again, like you've got a moss one there.
Yeah.
I've got the camo one and the optic. So those are really the variables, but the bow and the package themselves are the same. So then the TRX or the TX Ultra 29.5 will range from $24.99 to $34.99.
Okay.
And again, that $34.99 is going to be with
range finding a
Burris optic or the vision scope, those sorts of things. And then you've got the TX Ultra 26.5, which is that shorter platform, and that'll be $19.99 to $29.99. So lots of variability, but it's really driven by the optic that's on it or the camouflage.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny about the whole longer, shorter conversation. Mm-hmm. And, we haven't, this doesn't come up often, but the more I think about it and how I shoot crossbows, I actually like a longer bow. I think to me, it sits better when I'm sitting in a ground blind. I can lean in a little bit more, or I can sit back in my chair a little bit more. I don't have to get as close. But then I have other guys that I hunt with that they want the smallest, shortest as possible. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's really cool that you guys are putting out two different lengths of two very, options. Very similar bows, and you got options there.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting that you mentioned that, and I've had this conversation with consumers in the past. So the 29.5 and the 26.5, the stock and everything is the same. The only difference is out away from you.
Yeah.
But like the Siege and the, if you handed somebody a Siege and a Venom, the Siege feels really small to some people, and then you hand them a Venom that's a forward draw, they're like, oh, this feels way better. It's the same stock.
It's funny you say that because
things are around you.
I love the Venom. That's what I'm shooting with.
The Venom's
right now.
The one.
Absolutely.
It's been such a hot little bow. Price wise too, it's always low. It's not very expensive in my mind.
That just proves my point. I like the longer.
Yeah.
I like that longer feel for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Some people like the different balance.
Yeah. That to me is, I think, more of what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. For some people, it is the gun discipline that they grew up with. Rifle guys want to get out there farther.
Yeah.
Versus AR type guys tend to want to be in tighter, things like that. And so your muscle memory and what feels comfortable to you.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
You can vary depending on how you grew up and what you grew up shooting.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah,
for sure.
And then obviously long-armed guys and things like that, taller, that's not me, but you know, they want to, it's just more comfortable for them to reach out further. But yeah, we've got a variety of options at a wide variety of price points. You know, when you look at the 10-point line, you know, we're going from 4,500 down to 800. Yeah. And we'll get into that as we go on here, but with just some absolute home run hits of different models.
Hey, Randy, real quick, just to verify, all the stuff we talked about so far, so these three bows we mentioned.
Yeah, the Ultra bows.
Yes, correct. They're going to use this knock.
Yes.
The AccuX snap-on.
Yes.
But these are the only three that are going to use it, correct? Now we're getting away from that? Okay. Just want to verify for the users so they understand the top notch bows
because
are using this specific knock only.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's because you don't have a barrel or a rail for that arrow to sit on, and a brush to push the arrow down onto the barrel, because there isn't, you know, they're railless. So this will work on any of those. And it'll work on the last year's TRX 515, the TX 440, the TX 26 or TRX 26. So it'll work on any of those railless bows that we've already brought out as well.
Gotcha.
Okay. Cool.
Gotcha. Cool.
All right. What's next?
Let's go. We covered the Ultra bows.
Do we want to talk about that? Is the vision an option only on the Ultras?
It is an option on the Ultras. So we'll just go ahead and jump to that one.
Okay.
Since I've got it right here. So this vision scope is made by a company called DNT, and we've teamed up with them. And it's an amazing little scope. For one thing, if you know the Burris scope, which is a great scope, you'll notice how much smaller it is. Like probably a third the size
it is
of the Burris. This will laser rangefind. It will move your crosshair to where it needs to be when you range.
Awesome.
So it's going to tell you that that deer is at 36 yards, and then it's going to move your aiming point to where it needs to be.
Wow.
It has an LED screen in the back, so you're not actually looking through the optic.
Interesting.
You're looking at a teeny tiny TV in there, and it's nice and bright and clear. It's got a 3-12 and it's a range or magnification range from 3-12. It's got a nice little throw arm on there as well, so it's easy to adjust.
Wow, that's cool. You can actually zoom out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sounds awesome.
You've got your focus. This sucker records in incredible clarity. And then another great thing on this is
we need those.
It has
discount, please.
But it's set up for different speeds. So depending on which bow you have, you go in and select this speed and you shoot the bow once and you bring that crosshair to where the arrow hit, and it automatically now will compensate for whatever distance out to 100 yards. Absolutely. So you shoot it. And again, it walks you through, and we'll have great videos of showing you how to do it as well. But you bring that crosshair to the arrow, click it in, and now it knows where center is, and it's going to know every range from 0 to 100 yards. And
take my money.
Well, Randy, I got to just say one thing. I think we're going to need to test that.
Yeah, Randy, this is these more serious testers.
You got to send that one back. Get the upgrade.
Wow.
But it's awesome, truly though. Amazing. Yeah,
that is really crazy. Cool.
But the varying speed settings are just so easy to use. You just walk through the lens. The other thing is, and I mentioned it'll record, but it will also Bluetooth to your phone. Like if you're out with your kids and they're looking through this thing, you can look on your phone and see where they're aiming.
That's so
cool.
Go
a little higher, go a little lower.
Oh my gosh.
And get them just right. And then they pull the trigger and you've got it all recorded.
Wow.
And
wow.
The other cool thing with this is how many times you've been sitting out in the woods and you just see something really cool it's not a deer you're going to shoot or whatever. You may have two bucks fighting that you're, you know, it's not a buck that you're interested in. Just a neat scenario. Or one of my favorite hunts, I was sitting in a tree and I had another tree literally like 2 feet away. And I had a family of raccoon just running up and down and just playing. But the things that we see out in nature, you can't really grab your phone and kind of zoom in and see something. But with a 3-12 zoom range, you just bring your bow up, hit record, and it's 4K clarity. And you can take those little things and you've got awesome videos of what happened that day.
That might just be the bow that proves Bigfoot is real.
It very well could be. So again, this optic, it will come on a variety of bows, and then it will also sell as just a standalone optic as well. Love so it. For guys that have, you know, other scopes on their bows, older bows, they can take this. And again, with all the speed ranges that we have in there, you can put that on your bow, select the speed that your bow's, you know, hitting, and dial it in with that one shot, bring your crosshair to zero, click the go button, and you're ready to go. So
very cool.
The setup is super easy. The video is super, super clear. The magnification range is awesome.
Do you charge it?
I was just going to ask, is it rechargeable or does it take batteries?
It takes, both.
Okay.
So it takes one battery. You get two batteries with the scope. Each battery lasts about 5 hours, but they're rechargeables. They're not a standard size battery, but it'll come when you get the scope, you'll get the charger. It's super easy. You just unscrew that, battery comes out. So it's really easy to access. Again, you get about 5 hours of battery life per 5 hours of runtime per battery.
Nice. Now, I don't know if you know this, and if you don't, it's okay. Is that legal in all states where you can shoot crossbow, or there's probably maybe some restrictions for using an electronic?
Well, I mean, you've got some states where you can't use a magnified scope. You have some states where you can't use an electronic scope. Obviously, in those, it's out the window. And most of those restrictions are out west where you most people can't use crossbows anyway. AT&T does make this that has an infrared.
Wow.
Ours does not. The infrared would make it illegal in a lot of places.
A lot more states, yeah.
But everything that we're finding is there's no issue with using this in the eastern states that allow crossbows.
Very cool. But always check your regs, right? That's the point.
Absolutely. Yeah.
For sure.
And we're doing some of that homework too.
Yeah.
Just to help people through that process. You know, we've reached out to different Division of Wildlife and Fish and Game Departments and things like that. But yeah, overall, not an issue. It's got a real clean button system on top. And again, we're going to have a bunch of videos that will walk you through how to record, how to connect it to your phone, you know, how to pick your speed ratings, the ballistic charts that are in there. All of that will have really clear, good videos, but it's not hard to do just with the quick start guide that it's going to come with.
As minor as it might sound, I think that Bluetooth feature is pretty awesome. I was sitting with my son in a blind, you know, this past weekend, and you know, every once in a while I'd ask him, all right, where are you pointing? He has it on a on a tripod, you know, and
yep.
The access, of course. And, you know, every once in a while, it's like, all right, where are you aiming right now? Because you want to be ready to go. Yeah. Those deer can come in quick. So, but it'd be nice to kind of see what he was looking at. I would have loved to have seen the shot that he took, you know? So that's really cool.
And it lets you then go back and look at the video where you can see where you hit the animal.
100%.
Especially if you're using a lighted knock. And then, you know, you guys know, then you can make your decision on what your go forward plan is, based off of finding the arrow and you know, where you think the hit was.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Thanks for showing us that.
Yeah, cool.
Absolutely. Again, this comes on a variety of bows. The absolute home run in my mind and the input that we're getting from the people that we've talked to and seen is you're going to be able to get the Turbo X next year with this for under $2,000.
What? Oh my gosh.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Just order those.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had a hard enough time making enough turbos this year.
Jeez, we're pre-ordered.
That'll be, That'll be hard to get Bo again next year. Yeah. But I mean, think about that package. You know, you got 400 feet a second. You've got an optic that records, range finds, all of that in under $2,000.
I want to be honest, like, you know, I don't know if I would ever hunt gun in Michigan again, because I don't have a shot past 60 anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that, like, to have that type of setup, I mean, I think I would rather hunt with that even during gun season.
Well, and for me, I gun hunt some, but with bow hunting, it's quiet. The animals are doing what they normally do. You've got the interaction of the rest of wildlife. I mean, at least down here in Ohio during gun season, half the time the deer are just running from point A to point B trying not to get shot.
Yep.
You know, you're not seeing the bucks sparring. You're not seeing that interaction and what nature really gives you.
Absolutely.
Out there during gun season that you do during bow season.
Very cool. Well, a couple of great previews that you've given us. What else is sitting on the table?
But wait, there's more. Let's see what else we got here. We'll jump to this one. So this is the new Phantom, and this is a completely new bow for us. Reverse draw, obviously. We've had reverse draws at kind of the mid and upper end of the 10-point line, and we've had reverse draws in the Wicked Ridge line, all of which have done very well, performed very well, sold very well. We've never had a mid-level 10-point reverse draw. So on the Wicked Ridge, you didn't necessarily get all of the features that you got on 10-point, and the Phantom is it. So really lightweight. This is a whole new stock for us this year. It's the same stock that's going to be on the Titan that I'll show you in a minute, but it's got a lot of great texture to it, nice wide wings, rubber touch points on the grip, the comb, and the buttstock. Again, it's smaller than the Fury and the RDX, a little more compact there, a little bit quieter, and it decocks.
Love it.
So you've got the AccuDraw decock on here, the D1 decocking trigger. You're going to have the ProView scope on here, and with this bow, you're at $1,000.
Wow, that's impressive. So,
that's a 10-point?
Yeah. It's a 10-point Phantom, $9.99 for the moss green, like what you guys have there, yeah. Or $10.99 in the camouflage version.
Very cool.
Absolutely crazy. Weight balances well. And speed-wise, you're at 400 feet a second, so you've got plenty of speed to kill anything that walks the face of the earth. But this new stock just feels really good. You got that little rubber inlay here. You've got texture across the front palm and then just the rubber across the comb and the rubber butt plate. So the stock feels great. It's a, with the AccuDraw decock, it's cocking, decocking, silent, safe, ProView scope. So you've got your magnification, multiple crosshairs, lights up red or green, and you have the balance of the reverse draw bow where the riser and the weight of the bow is kind of between your hands. Just really, really comfortable. Shoots really well. Nice and quiet. Nice and smooth. So
very cool.
This bow, perfect. I'm a little bit on the hook because I've been pushing for this for a couple years because, again, we just had that void in the middle where we hadn't ever done a reverse draw in kind of that low to mid 10-point end. And so, you know, what we're hearing from dealers and everything is they really like it. Obviously, the reverse draw market isn't as big as the forward draw market, but I've got high hopes for this. When people get their hands on it, I think they're going to be really thrilled with how it shoulders, how it shoots, and how it feels.
I think part of that plays into the price range that you've seen reverse draws at, too. You're coming into that mid-range. I think you're going to open up to a bigger group of people that are going to definitely want to try it.
Does that replace the Venom, or is that just going alongside the Venom? Price-wise,
no, this is a whole different, reverse draw and forward draw, completely different bows. The Venom is not going anywhere.
Perfect. Yeah, so
good to hear.
It's now, not to say I'm not going to give it some competition here in just a second, but no, the Venom is an absolute home run and was great in 24. It got better in 25, and we're expecting still great things out of it in 26.
Love it.
This just is a reverse draw option in that same price point.
Cool. Perfect.
Same scope options or no?
This one just comes with the ProView. So you've got one version just in the moss or the camo is what you're picking.
Very good. Awesome. Thank you. I feel like we need a drum roll.
Well, and you guys know my history, and I've been at 10 Point, I think this is year 22 or 23, so I've been here a while. And when people call in, the model that always comes to everybody's mind is the Titan. We brought the Titan out in 2000, and it's anytime we've done an upgrade on it, it's almost always been our top seller for that year. The last couple of years, it's kind of been just kind of lost because the Venom, you know, we had the Titan 400, which is a great bow, but we brought the Venom out at $200 more. And people were like, you know, they just wanted that bow because it had so many great features. Well, this is the new Titan Decock, Titan X. So this bow will, again, has that same stock that we had on the Phantom. So you've got the rubber touch points, the texture, the good wings, view scope. It's got the SDS built in. You're looking at, on this one, speed-wise, where are we? I'm going to draw a blank. I think we're at 400 here. But there's just so many bows to learn. Yeah, so with the Titan X Decock, you're at 400 feet a second. So, again, plenty of speed.
Plenty.
What's your guess on the price point here, guys?
See, now you're setting me up for failure.
$899.
So, again, it's safe cocking, safe decocking, crank. So you're all set.
I'm going $1,200.
The moss version of this, $799.
Oh!
Camouflage will be $899. So the Titan is making a resurgence this year.
Wow.
For 26. This bow, again, is going to be just an absolute home run. It balances well. It's nice and lightweight. Again, safe cocking, decocking, SDS built in, ProView scope. So you've got your multiple crosshairs, lights up red or green. This is going to crush any of the imports that have been trying to kind of hang on at some of those price points. Just so many features here. Feels good. Shoots American well. Made. Balances incredibly well. Made in the United States.
Yeah.
Class A, baby. It's the way I like it. I tout that a lot. We did a video not that long ago around 10 Point, and that was my first plus, right? Like, why do I like 10 Point? Number one, made in America. I mean, that you guys just have held true to that for such a long time, and well, I think because of that, you see the quality.
Quality.
Absolutely. Yeah, very definitely. And we're now third generation. You know, Bill Bednar, Rick's dad, you know, really helped Rick start the company. Rick ran it. Both of Rick's sisters have worked here. Now we've got both of Rick's sons in the business. We have other family in different places around. But it's just we've got 100 and some employees. We're small town USA. And this is all we do. We're not a big conglomerate where crossbows are a tiny piece of the puzzle. You know, we're not one of 18 different types of things. Crossbows is what we do. It's all that we do, and we do it really well.
You do it,
and we do it here in the U.S.
I was just thinking about that. You know what, Randy? We should come to you next year.
We should.
We should go see you for this. We go sit at that table.
Yeah.
We can film it right there. What are we doing? It's in Ohio. It's not that far from here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We can. Yes. And we can walk. I mean, we can run you through the factory.
Yes.
That'd be really cool.
Walk down the assembly lines that we've got. You know, show you all kind of the checks that we do along the way, you know, the testing that we do, all that. No, we'd love to have you down and check everything out.
Shoot all the bows.
That's what we'll need to plan that for next year.
Yeah, definitely. I'll put that on my list.
Probably have to make two podcasts out of it though.
Yeah. Well, even tonight, right? We're already running pretty long here. So I just wanted to kind of finish with a couple of things here real quick. Cause I think that's all the bows that you have there, right?
Yes, correct.
All right. So I wanted to talk real quick. It sounds kind of...
Oh, real quick. Before we cut out, can we just have a quick flash of the accessories?
Yes.
Just a quick flash. We don't have to go through each of the detail.
But go to accessories. Perfect. Actually, that's where I wanted to go.
Oh, my God.
A new small soft case.
Cool.
This is the new Stag. Whoa! New Stag Elite. So it's kind of a tweener case.
Yep.
Provides good protection. So on both of those, your tripod will fit in both of those cases as well.
That's cool. Yeah. That's huge.
That's sweet.
Oh my gosh. We launched this in 25, but we really just actually Monday and Tuesday, we got the last shipments to get us out of backlog. But this hard case is absolutely incredible.
That's a travel one, right?
Yeah.
You showed us that one.
If you're looking for a true throw it in an airplane kind of case.
Yeah.
That's definitely it. So again, the Vision Scope will be available as a standalone optic. We've got the AccuX in lighted and unlighted. We've got the AccuX RD for the reverse draws in lighted and unlighted. Pro Elite 400 has been such a great arrow for 10 years now. This year, we're bringing out the Pro Elite Select. So same shaft, same weight, but it's going to be an 001 straightness, weight matched, and spine aligned. So it's going to give you that next step up for that guy that really wants to drill tacks out at distance. You were talking about the Axis tripod. We've had the Steady Eddy monopod, and I got one downstairs. I didn't bring it up here, but we have a new monopod, the Dead Rest, that's going to attach to any of your pick rails underneath. And it's also tall enough where in a ground blind, you can stand it upright. Or if you're standing and shooting, you put that on your hip and it lets you bend. But it's got a ball and socket joint just like the Axis tripod does. So it's going to give you all kinds of range of motion. You can apply a little bit of tension to it so it's got some restriction but still moves. So, yeah, I mean, we're, like I said, I could do a whole episode on just accessories.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Hey, Randy,
that's
real quick.
That's pretty darn cool.
Just real quick, one clarification I want to verify. When you guys do the speed test for, like, let's just say this bow specifically, is it a lighter arrow than the one that comes with it, or is it this arrow?
It's that arrow.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to verify.
It's with the 400 grain arrow. Now, some of the bows, like the AccuX, is a heavier arrow.
Gotcha.
The Evo X center punch arrow that we've had in the past, that's like a 445 grain arrow.
Okay.
We base the speeds off of the 400 grain arrow.
That makes sense.
Okay, yep. Cool. Perfect.
Yep. Cool. Well, Randy, man, great stuff. I'm glad we ended with the accessories. The cases, it sounds dumb. This is what I was going to say is, it sounds dumb, but cases are really important. I just learned this
law
in Michigan that you can't travel with your crossbow in your car.
Yeah.
You actually have to have it in your case with your travel. Learned something new this year. Not in a bad way, by the way. It wasn't because I got pulled over.
Didn't learn that one the hard way. Good.
Yeah, I didn't learn it the hard way, but I wanted to take a look at those because if you're gonna get a bow, you gotta get a case. You gotta protect your investment. These things are quality, but you don't want to use and abuse them, right? They are truly a weapon. And you want to keep them in pristine conditions.
Yeah, very, very definitely. And, you know, something falls over on it and you hit a limb and then you're in trouble. And all the cases that we have provide great protection. It just depends on which bow you have and how much protection you want.
You got it.
You know, what you're doing with it, where you're going with it, that sort of thing.
Awesome. Well, Randy, thank you so much for joining us. Again, always a great time, you know, talking to you all over at 10 Point. But good talking to you, Randy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Randy.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.